Hello, I'm Ian Wright, librarian with the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon, Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story in music, as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we will be speaking with Christine Mattson. Christine, thanks for being here today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you very much for having me here. Well, my name's Christine Mattson. I grew up in Muskegon, and I was born here. I moved away on around 2004, and then I moved back around 2015, all the while playing guitar and writing songs.
Very cool. Where did you move to?
The East Coast and the Caribbean. I worked on boats.
Very cool. Nice. How would you say that Muskegon has shaped your sound or your songwriting ability?
Well, more so my new stuff. When I first started writing in the early 2000s, I wrote some here, but most of my songs were written while I was out on the water. Okay. But Muskegon definitely had an impact. I mean, it was a great place to grow up. However, I did move away when I was, in my 20s.
Where'd you go to high school around here?
Mona Shores.
All right, Mona Shores, of course, go Sailors. Are there any specific places here in Muskegon or Muskegon County that you would say really inspired you?
The water.
The water, okay.
First and foremost, I think, yes. Our beaches are amazing.
Yes, they are. Do you have any particular memories or experiences that you that really stand out to you or are particularly memorable?
In Muskegon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, really just being on the water. I'm just so drawn to it. That's why I left to go work on boats.
Sure.
But yes, always being on the beach as much as possible.
Understandable.
Growing up swimming all the time.
Cool. Are there any other local musicians or venues here that you think played a big part in your songwriting?
Well, back in the early 2000s when I was playing out a bit and with the duo 75 Walls, Vincent Hayes was big back, mm-hmm. He's still big, but I remember him playing out a lot. He's a friend. Those other bands, Jeff and the Choosy Mothers,
mm-hmm.
Remember those guys?
Oh, yeah.
just the good local bands that played around town.
Cool. How would you describe the local music scene here in Muskegon?
I think it's growing. It's growing and it's getting bigger. I think we have a really cool music scene, and I think it's like you doing stuff like this, it's going to become even more out.
Very cool. Do you feel supported by the community as an artist here in West Michigan?
I do. I'm just recently getting back into the music scene, but so far, yes, absolutely. So far, so good.
Cool. Do you feel a responsibility to represent Muskegon through your music?
I do. Yeah, of course. It's, where I'm from, and I moved back here for a reason. It's a beautiful place. And it is very inspiring, especially now. Sometimes you have to leave to understand what you have.
I understand. What do you hope people think of when they hear your music?
I hope they are inspired, just in general. I write for everybody
awesome.
To make people happy.
Where can people find your music or see you perform?
I do have a website, christinematson.net. I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram. I'm trying to get better at the social media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any shows coming up. Again, I'm just getting back into my music.
Yeah, no problem. And you'll actually be performing for us today, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. What song will you be playing for us?
Hold On. This is a song that I wrote in the spring of 24. This is the first song I wrote after like a 9-year music break.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, let's check out Christine Mattson's Hold On.